The scripture reading is from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12 and 23 and 24. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Amazingly, the first Sunday of Lent is just 3 Sundays away. And we use, at Whitmer Heights, we use worship resources from the Leader magazine to help plan our services. And the Lent theme from those resources for this year is Deep Calls to Deep. Each Sunday we will be called deeper in relationship, commitment, wisdom, healing, growth, hope, and living. I wanted to read the introduction that the writers of those resources wrote about how they came to this theme. They started writing the resources just as things were shutting down in Canada, which is where they're from. They write, suddenly, the wilderness of Lent was all too real as we were stripped of our usual resources, surroundings, activities, and circles of relationship. As our world changed from week to week, and even day to day, we didn't know what kind of reality we would be planning worship for in a year's time. In the months that followed, the world experienced both grief and invitations to a new spaciousness of time, as we needed to release so much of what usually fills our lives. Our team dove into the scriptures for this season and found within them stories, songs, and promises that called us to identify what is essential, what really matters, who we are at our core, and what God asks and doesn't ask of us. In the scriptures and traditions of Lent, we saw a scrubbing away of the excess to get to the core of our Christian journeys and of ourselves. We knew that Lent 2021 could be a time of reopened grief, but also a season of renewed questioning of what we have discovered to be the deepest and truest parts of our lives and our journeys with God. The call to go deeper can be frightening or overwhelming when we feel we are not ready and do not know what we will find. We keep much of our pain in our depths. But the theme, Deep Calls to Deep, Psalm 42:7, arose for us as we experienced God calling out from a deeper place than the areas we usually think we can plan and control. And God's call echoes in a deep place within us as well. A place where the words of love spoken to Jesus at his baptism dwell. You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. Live deeply into this throughout Lent. So that is the introduction. And when I think about where we were during Lent last year, it does seem like more than a year away. There has been much goodness, sorrow, fear, reassurance, uncertainty, recentering, newness, resilience, learning. The list goes on. Add your own words. When we as the worship committee were planning this Sunday, we really wanted to hear from you how you've seen God in this past year. And you may have gotten an email this week with some questions you're invited to ponder. Where have you seen God working this last year? How has God stretched and molded you? Did God seem distant or nearer? Where do you see opportunity for growth in 2021? Where or how is God inviting you to go deeper? Now, it is an impending snowstorm outside, so we are going to consolidate our sharing a bit, and we have four reflections that were prearranged that we are going to be sharing. And if you have a reflection that comes to you, or maybe you were thinking about this week, I invite you this afternoon, as you're at home, sitting on your couch, watching the snow, write it down. And maybe you'll share it at a service sometime during Lent, or maybe you'll email it to the mental bulletin and share it with the congregation that way. But we really do want to hear your sharing. We're just, in the interest of time, going to not have it be right now. But I really invite you to ponder those questions as we head into Lent. So, looking ahead in our service, Shane and I have a song that we would like to sing that we invite you to quietly reflect and have a time of thinking about where you have seen God, where you're seeing God at work. And then we have our sharing from Rose, Claire. I will be reading from Mim Eberly, and then Steve will close our sharing time, and he will have a song as well as part of his sharing that will serve as our response song and closing song. And then we will leave you with the benediction. So please invite the presence of the Spirit as you listen to this song and reflect.
The God who lives in every day. How easy to lose sight that you reside in the mundane. How quickly we forget the power that's running through our veins. The kind of power that empties graves. And oh my soul, remember who you're talking to. The only one who death bows to. That's the God who walks with you. And oh my soul, you know that if he did it then, he can do it all again. His power can still raise a dead. Don't tell me that he's finished yet. Lest we not forget the voice that's holding back the waves. Was once the voice that told the skies to pour them into place. Now let us join the endless song of everlasting grace. The only God who empties graves. Oh my soul, remember who you're talking to. The only one who death bows to. That's the God who walks with you. And oh my soul, He can do it all again. His power can still raise the dead. Don't tell me that he's finished yet. The God who walks with you. And oh my soul, you know that if he did it then, he can do it all again. His power can still raise the dead. Don't tell me that he's finished yet.
I write this down because it's a bit easier for me to share it if I do it that way. Reflections on the past year and where God is inviting me in the coming year. Last year, as the year 2020 began, I chose the words be still and rest as my focus words for the year. A book that I read that challenged me to be more intentional in taking a day of weekly rest was The Sabbath Experiment, Spiritual Formation for Living in a Nonstop World. And then in March, it almost seemed that the world did stop and come to a rest as COVID became a reality. In some ways, my life became more restful, but in other ways, it became more stressful. During this year of COVID, the presidential election, violence, and opinions strongly expressed, I was reminded many times through songs, my church family, and scripture, that God is faithful, that he is ever present, that he does not change, that he is truth. You, my church family, became an even more important to me as we figured out together how to care for each other and do all we could to keep each other safe. I thank God for each of you and the blessing you are and have been in my life, especially during this past year. And Anna, when you were sharing, I think those were some of the things that you and the children shared that I also thought of about this past year. These verses from Psalm 91, 1 and 2 became very meaningful to me beginning in September of last year, and I've often repeated them aloud to myself. Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. And now in the year 2021, with the help of God, you, my church family, and other people, I'm seeking to look in hope toward the future. I'm currently reading a book about John Lewis and the power of hope, and recently finished reading Daring to Hope, Finding God's Goodness in the Broken and the Beautiful by Katie Davis Majors. And I'd like to share a quote from this book. And I quote, "We name all our places, the good and the hard, the Lord will provide. And we hope and believe that he will. Our hope is never in vain."
So the first question that we were given was, where have you seen God working this last year? At my place in midlife and career, I needed rest and reset in a variety of ways. Even though the social restrictions and a severe spring frost seemed to upset my fruit basket, they provided a tremendous opportunity for rest, reflection, and rejuvenation. So there were a number of times when I felt a little bit guilty about how my life had actually become easier and less complicated, while many around me and those I learned about in the news had quite a bit of difficulty and challenges and loss. I certainly experienced loss in the past year, but Where did I see God at work? This was a huge, huge gift to me personally, that I had tremendously enlarged personal margins, especially in my time and schedule, and just a lot more time for reflection and rejuvenation. How has God stretched and molded you? Well, simply being with my family more has afforded more opportunity to notice how our little clan plays an irreplaceable role in calling me to grow as a person. Thoughts about family relationships that are apt to stay in the subconscious generally got in my face in 2020. I'm sure we went through cycles of fighting and forgiveness more than any other year in our family history. I'm guessing some of you could say the same. So I think we fought harder and laughed harder this past year than we ever did before. Did God seem distant or nearer? I guess I can say with a pretty strong certainty that he felt nearer. Where do you see opportunity for growth in 21? Where and how has God invited you to go deeper? So kind of in response to my first, the first question there, I realized more than before that life calls for a delicate balance between activity and rest, and especially contemplative rest. From the increased margins of 2020, I discovered more than before how my activity and work has more creativity and purpose when it emerges from a contemplative space rather than a mad dash to the next thing. My immediate response to most situations and people, includes attachment, defensiveness, judgment, control, or analysis. And I make the analogy of news headlines. So something happens, and an hour later, there's a headline. For me, something happens in my personal life, and immediately I come up with a headline, some type of reaction, statement, analysis, judgment, And God is calling me to more regular cycles of contemplative prayer that enabled me to move beyond that headline in my inner landscape. I immediately try to make a headline about everything that I experience and people that I'm relating with. So God is calling me beyond that knee-jerk response. And saying, yeah, I'll probably have those knee-jerk responses. That's not going to go away. But then the next step is to sit back and come up with, enter a way of being that transcends that, that my life is not limited by that inner chatter, and media-esque mental news feed, to a more open-handed and love-filled way of living in the world.
So my grandma just handed me a response that she had received from Don and Terry Rank during this week. And so I'm going to read that as well, in addition to Mim Eberle's reflections. So from Don and Sherry, where have you seen God working this last year? God has been evident in the hearts of many people we have met and interacted with this past year, in the beauty of the universe, the mountains and plateaus, the wonder of nature, the new life of babies replacing those who have died. How has God stretched and molded you? Study of the scriptures with Sherry has been a highlight of our four-month marriage. Prayers on our knees every night before bed, and service to the church and sharing the love God imparts to us. Did God seem distant or nearer? Ever nearer, without a doubt. Where do you see opportunity for growth in 2021? Constant in prayer, sharing God's grace, living an upright life, serving in leadership, teaching, and learning, using our freedom to show others the beauty of God's kingdom. And where and how has God invited you to go deeper? Growing daily, reaching out frequently, and learning constantly. And now from dear Mim Eberle, who we haven't seen in a while and we miss, she writes, "Good morning, Whitmer Heights. It would be so great to be with you this morning. However, it is prudent for me to refrain from large gatherings these past months. I have been worshiping online with Salford Mennonite Church for a number of months and been blessed. Unfortunately, I'm unable to hear very well the online services at Whitmer Heights, so I do feel a bit distanced and disconnected. I'm thankful for the worship time with the Salford folks. Last Sunday, Steve Chris, moderator of Franconia Conference, now known as Mosaic Conference, spoke using Psalm 62. Those words I needed. I thought I was doing pretty well during the pandemic and the political upheaval in our nation. However, the last number of weeks were getting long and hard. What with not going away much, except for necessities such as groceries and doctor appointments, staying at home so much of the time was getting long. And then, of course, all the political upheaval in our nation and hearing people's lives being turned upside down, systemic racism in our country, not enough food for many people, loss of jobs, etc. That is a lot to absorb and a lot of stress. What to do about all this? Unfortunately, I want to fix things, but this is beyond my fixing abilities. It was so good to be reminded of the words of Psalm 62. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall never be shaken. For God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor, my mighty rock. My refuge is in God. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord. For you repay to all according to their work. Sometime, perhaps this afternoon, read the whole chapter of Psalm 62. I read this chapter a number of times this week to be reminded that it is so much better to spend time in silence with God rather than focusing on what might happen next or starting to get bored of being at the house all the time. It gets easy to lose focus sometimes. A good long walk on a brisk cold day can be helpful. Even going for medical appointments can be a good break sometimes. These words remind me again that I'm not the world's great fixer, but that God alone is the one to trust and find refuge. When we wait in silence, we will never be shaken, and we will find hope. What a blessing and relief. This week, I've been relearning to wait in silence, trust more, finding refuge in God. Thanks be to God for his patience in teaching me.
My sharing this morning will take us back a little further than just the last year. I'm going to be reflecting a lot on my experience over the last 4 years. Probably most people have heard the story of Horatio Spafford, prominent lawyer and philanthropist in Chicago, who also had done well in real estate investments. He lost his real estate fortune in the Chicago fire. He had a beautiful family of son and four daughters. He lost his son to scarlet fever. He lost his four daughters to shipwreck on their way to Europe, which his wife amazingly was rescued from. And on his way to meet them, he was told of the spot where the loss of his daughters had occurred, and he penned the words to the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." Fast forward to September 2016, after a routine exploratory medical procedure, I was informed I had a malignant tumor at the base of my esophagus. The word cancer has a way of stopping you in your tracks. The questions of what is in store now, what's the future going to hold, if there is much of a future, and the very next day on the radio, I heard the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." I heard it numerous times after that in the next couple of weeks of trying to make decisions, trying to decide where we are and what was happening. The song kept coming back to me. I'd sung this hymn many times over the years. It was a family favorite. It was my mother-in-law's favorite song. We sang it many times in church meetings, worship seminars, other gatherings. I led it at numerous funerals. It's a great song of inspiration and comfort. January 2017, after my chemo and radiation treatments, we went to Lauraville for the annual music and worship leaders retreat. And, of course, that song was buzzing in my head many times. Saturday morning, we went into the morning prayer time that we normally had before breakfast. Early morning, Marilyn Houser Hamm would normally be there playing on the piano, just randomly playing music while people were coming in. We tried to get in there early to get a decent seat and also just to meditate and listen to the music she was playing. So she was playing along on the piano, and we walked in and sat down, and she finished the piece she was playing, and immediately she started playing "When Peace Like a River." Just kind of hit me again. I shared with her later on how that meant so much to me, and she said, you know, it's amazing. It was not on my list of songs I was going to play that morning at all, but as I was playing it along, it all of a sudden came to me, and so I played it. God just has a way of working through multiple people as things are happening. During my treatment time in the hospital, my surgeries, I had the opportunity to share with people where God was leading me, the peace that God gave me to live through this experience and to be at peace with whatever God had coming at the end. Summer of 2018, February of 2018, our choir did a hymn sing that Ralph Aldifer introduced as doing heart songs, and he asked us to pick out songs that particularly had a special meaning to us, that's ministered to us in some way, give a bit of a response as to why that was the case, and then to lead the congregation in that song. So, of course, in light of the experience that I had, the song that I led was "When Peace Like a River." It is well with my soul. Later that spring, summer, we took a vacation to Maine, spent a week enjoying the beauty of the nature, the different part of the country than what we were used to seeing. The many forests and trees and lakes that we saw. In one of the last days there, we visited the Shaker Village and the story of that community, an inspiring story. And then we went into the gift shop, and lo and behold, hanging on the wall for sale in the gift shop was this plaque. Needless to say, it didn't stay in the gift shop in Maine. It came along home with us and is now on the wall above my recliner. So these were my experiences over the last year. Things have been fairly routine. I had my checkup in December with my oncologist, did CAT scans and blood work, and was told by my oncologist that everything was looking very good as far as he was concerned. I was cured, and I did not need to come back for any more tests or any blood work or anything. From there out, I was basically released from the medical system. My condition was taken care of, and I didn't have to go back anymore. So this has been my this was a big event of my year last year. And as we move on from there, the song keeps coming back to me. I can be driving down the road and all of a sudden realize the song playing on the radio says, "It is well with my soul." So if you want to stand and take your books and turn to number 336, we will sing this song, and this will be our closing, and then Claire will have something for the benediction.